some may have appealed against their dismissal or removal. Would you have to wait for the determination of the appeal?
There are those who are also suggesting that just dismissing them is not enough. You have to publish their names and their pictures in the dailies for the public to know, so that you will not have any dealings with them. How do you respond to this?
We may have to look at it, because it may have its legal implications. Some of them have appealed, and pending the appeal, we cannot announce it now. But there are other suggestions that came up. I don't know whether... But we'll have to consider it and see if it is possible. We'll have to publish their names and photographs. And I'm also saying that it has not been the practice for us to publish them that they have been dismissed. But we'll consider that one and see whether it is possible we can do that, looking at all the legal implications.
How is this move at the service going to improve the integrity of the Ghana Police Service?
Yes. You see, when you look at the number, the figure that we had, there was more than 60% reduction as against 2016. So there's a gradual improvement. The second one is that tell the public, send a message to both the police and the public. The public feels that we don't condone indiscipline in the service, because we have a duty to protect the public and uphold the law and enforce the law. It also sends a message to the police officers that, yes, if you go against the rules and regulations, we have rules and regulations by which you will be dealt. So we want to send this message out that we are looking for the highest professional standards in the police service. But as law enforcement officers, we must be the first people to uphold the law.
Which period of time were these officers dismissed?
2017. That's from January to December 2017.
For what offenses?
Some include robbery, absence from duty, desertion.
And were investigations conducted into their deviant attitude before they were dismissed?
Yeah, it was by way of service inquiry.
Director General of Police Public Affairs, ACP David Eklu, talking to Felix Kofi.